Cicco.
Birds.
Cicco.
Step ashore at almost any port in early summer, and the air is filled with the calls of songbirds courting and nesting. Some of the birds common in south coastal Alaska are unusual outside the west coast, offering a prime opportunity to see and hear new birds. The chickadee is one example. Because of their bold dispositions and acrobatics, they're a great species to observe year-round. The chestnut-backed chickadee is a unique resident of the coastal rainforest. Look for the distinct reddish-brown back, in contrast to the gray back and natty dark cap of the more widespread black-capped chickadee found across northern United States and Canada, including Alaska's deciduous forests. Boreal chickadees with brown caps and rusty flanks are found in dry forests of white spruce. All three chickadees make some variation of the same familiar call. The cheer-up, cheerio call of America's best-known songbird, the robin, is a familiar sound in summer. The varied thrush is a close cousin to the American robin. This songbird with vivid orange and black markings favors the rainforest of the West Coast. It ranges into California, Oregon, and Washington for the winter, and nests in Alaska, British Columbia, and the Yukon in the spring and summer. Its song is a distinct two-toned whistle, reminiscent of the blast of a gym teacher's whistle. The beautiful, spiraling, flute-like songs of Swainson's thrush and hermit thrush carry through the summer forests as well. The winter wren is another familiar temperate rainforest songster. This tiny brown bird delivers a rapid, cascading barrage of hundreds of notes trilling up and down the scale. Warblers have a song beyond their size. Only slightly larger than hummingbirds, these tiny birds dart among the leaves, picking caterpillars, spiders, and other insects from branches or midair. Then they perch to shout their surprisingly loud songs. Many warblers seem designed specifically to blend with the willow, birch, and alder leaves in shades of green and yellow. There's the bright yellow Wilson's warbler. And the yellow-rumped warbler. Other songbirds to listen and watch for are American dipper, a year-round resident found along freshwater streams. Pacific slope flycatcher. And fox and Lincoln's sparrow. Tree and barn swallows commonly feed and nest near the waterfront, and rufous hummingbirds sip nectar from the beachside blueberry, salmonberry, and columbine blossoms. A statewide bird list is available at www.birding.alaska.gov. Detailed lists with seasonal abundance are available at the Forest Service offices in many communities.
Shorebirds migrating thousands of miles from southern wintering grounds to northern nesting areas stop to rest and refuel along the coast of Alaska. Sandpipers, dunlin, godwits, wimbrels, curlews, and plovers favor intertidal areas. The list of species can't convey the spectacle of the height of spring migration when thousands of fluttering wings, darting legs, and bobbing heads blanket the Stikine, Copper River, and Kenai River deltas, Turnagain Arm, Kachemak Bay, and other coastal hotspots. For the birds, the estuaries and wetlands mean plenty of food to fuel them across hundreds or thousands of miles of inhospitable territory. For people, this creates outstanding bird watching.
If you miss the migration season, kingfishers, great blue herons, and gulls remain year-round and can be spotted in intertidal areas, harbors, and beaches. Harlequin ducks may be seen feeding and resting close to shore. They are found in fast-moving freshwater streams in spring and summer and on turbulent coastal waters in winter. In winter, sea ducks such as common and barrow's golden eyes, buffleheads, and surf and white-winged scoters favor sheltered waters.